That is a lot of ground to cover for a Friday, and I want to do a genuine synthesis rather than just recap. The through line of today's news is what happens when several stress systems interact simultaneously. You have a hot war in the Middle East, disrupting energy markets. You have bond yields at 19-year highs, suggesting investors are repricing long-term U.S. fiscal risk. You have an AI industry generating enormous wealth and enormous geopolitical friction at the same time. And you have an El Niño building toward potential record intensity that will layer additional stress on food and energy systems by fall. None of these are isolated.
The political dimension over the next 4 months is the variable that connects most of them. Esper's argument about Iran timing its strategy around U.S. midterms is a reminder that American electoral cycles are visible from every capital on Earth. The Senate races in Texas and Georgia, the progressive union tensions in the Democratic coalition, the firing of the Election Assistance Commission. These are all inputs into an electoral environment where the outcome will shape everything from Iran policy to AI regulation to housing affordability.
Before we close, our time capsule moment. A few weeks ago on this show, we noted Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea as evidence of Kyiv's expanding long-range strike reach. A listener with geographic knowledge quickly pointed out the obvious. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, entirely surrounded by Russia, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Iran, and Azerbaijan. Ukraine has no plausible military access to it whatsoever. That claim was simply wrong, and we're owning it. Ukraine's actual maritime strike record is in the Black Sea, where its surface drones and anti-ship missiles have genuinely been effective. We got sloppy on the geography, and that kind of error matters when we're discussing active military operations.
Intellectual honesty is the whole point of doing this show. We'd rather correct the record than pretend the error didn't happen.
For listeners who want to go deeper on the AI and developer tools dimensions of the stories we covered today, particularly the Alpha Evolve release, the GitHub Copilot jailbreak research, and the broader open source model competition, our companion show IntelliJix HN Daily does deep dives on the top hacker news stories every day. If you're in the developer or AI space, it's worth checking out on the same platform.
And we want to say something genuine about how this podcast gets made. Claude Code, built by Anthropic, the same company that's been all over today's news, handles our script generation and production automation. Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. A few years ago, producing this quality and volume of analysis would have required a full editorial team, researchers, and production staff. The fact that two hosts can cover 60 topics with genuine depth using these tools is something we don't take for granted. We're grateful to be living through a moment when AI is genuinely empowering independent creators rather than just concentrating capability in large institutions.
From Marcus Rodriguez, have a good weekend. Keep asking the harder questions, especially about the confident predictions.
From Sarah Chen, we'll be back Monday with whatever the weekend brings. Given this week, expect surprises.